It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. The winner of the Iowa caucuses does not always win his party's nomination, but a win or even a strong showing does bring attention, momentum, and campaign money. And that's exactly what Rick Santorum is counting on for tomorrow. The former Pennsylvania senator has spent many, many days in Iowa. Polls show him gaining on frontrunners Mitt Romney and Ron Paul. Until recently, Santorum looked like a long-shot candidate, but he is relying on Christian conservatives, some of the same people who propelled Mike Huckabee to a win in 2008. Here's NPR's Ted Robbins.
Thank you.
Keep Thanks for your help.
Thank you. God bless.
Jeannie Zista did not expect more than 100 people in her Sioux City coffee shop, The Daily Grind. Not all at once, and not on a holiday.
Normally we're not open on New Year's Day. Normally we're not open on Sundays at all. But
Zista and her husband are Rick Santorum supporters. So when they got a call from the campaign asking them to hold a rally in the restaurant, they obliged. The big turnout was a change for the former Pennsylvania senator, too. He was the first to visit all 99 counties in Iowa. But sometimes he'd stop at places like this and get more suggestions than support.
I do remember several people coming up to me and giving me pointers on how I could improve my presentation. I'm being absolutely true. And I got to tell you, I appreciated that.
Rick Santorum is fond of saying he's a much better candidate thanks to the people of Iowa. Now he's the candidate with momentum. But his core message, it's the same.
Having that strong foundation of the faith and family allows America to be in a position where we can be more free. We can be free because we are good, decent, moral people.
For Santorum, that means cutting government regulation, making Americans less dependent on government aid, fewer people getting food stamps, Medicaid, and other forms of federal assistance, especially one group.
I don't want to make people's lives better by giving them somebody else's money. I want to give them the opportunity to go out and earn the money.
Right.
And provide for themselves and their families. And the best way to do that...
Santorum did not elaborate on why he singled out blacks who rely on federal assistance. The voters here didn't seem to care. Shelley Baldwin and her husband own a cattle feedlot near Sioux City. She's a longtime Santorum supporter, and she is just thrilled he's finally getting the attention she thinks he deserves.
We always were really hopeful that the country would see that we needed somebody like him and that really there were people in this country that shared the same beliefs and the values that he did.
Others, like Elizabeth Lee and Lee Earhart, still haven't decided which Christian conservative candidate to vote for.
I'm leaning towards Santorum going into the caucus Tuesday, but...
Well, who else would it be for you?
We're still kind of leaning towards Bachman, and then there's also... is it Perry?
I like him, too. Those three are about tied.
For Rick Santorum to win the Iowa caucuses or come close, he needs those potential Michelle Bachman and Rick Perry votes. He left Sioux City yesterday, hopeful he'll get them.
Please help us out. You will send a shockwave across this country.
Even a third-place finish for Santorum tomorrow would prove his long commitment to Iowa paid off. Ted Robbins, NPR News, Sioux City, Iowa.